Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to get to a couple of the things Dan Quinn had to say in his press conference today. We can go through these right now. First and foremost, it is official. Jaden Daniels will start on Sunday. I don't know how telling that is. Danny, we've all assumed since really the Rappaport report on Sunday that he was going to go. Rap Sheet came out. NFL Network said that there was a workout on Saturday. He made some major strides. This was going back to last weekend, and that all systems would be go this week at practice. When he didn't miss any time at practice, I thought it was a formality, but it's official. Jaden Daniels will start, and here's what's interesting. Quinn actually did confirm he is going to be mandated by doctors, I guess, the training staff, to wear that big bulky brace that he practiced in today. So Daniels at the podium this week said he wasn't willing to answer the question, didn't really know. He said it'll be up to the doctors, haven't made that decision yet. Quinn says he will be wearing that big old brace.
Yeah. Oh, so now we enter into the territory again. What exactly does that mean? It's 6-1, half dozen of the other, depends on who you are. It's extra precaution, or it's because there's something that's not quite right there. He's not wearing a brace on his left ear or his left foot or his ankle isn't extra wrapped. It's that knee brace which tells you that it's because of something. Again, it's up to interpretation.
Well, it's not like he didn't just have an injury, right?
No, he did. But
we know that it was because of something.
Right. So, but does that mean he's himself and he's wearing a knee brace in addition to that? Or is it like last year where he wasn't quite himself and he's getting wrapped up on the sideline like a mummy during every timeout because his rib was broken and he wasn't quite himself? I don't know, man, but we'll see what he looks like on Sunday. I really don't know what to expect. I'm hoping it's just the only hindrance itself is the brace and it's just there for precaution.
So that's the bad news. The good news is Deebo Samuel was full go at practice today out in L.A. The heel, whatever this injury that he was dealing with for a couple days was, is no longer a problem. So he is expected to not only play but be at full strength, and there's no real concerns about his health. So that's a huge deal because you don't have McLaurin, you don't have Noah Brown. We've already talked about the fact that the wide receiver position is thinning for them, and the offense goes through Deebo. He's become a pertinent member of this offense. Frankly, a scarily important, a vital in a way that's uncomfortable for a guy with a long injury history. Not having him would feel like a devastating blow. I don't even want to think about that. My guess is, again, he won't return kicks. And I've said throughout the year, I know why they have him returning kicks. He's been great. He's number one in the NFL at kick returns. Number two is Luke McCaffrey, though. McCaffrey last week returned more yards worth of kicks, 199, than anybody for Washington since 2010, Brandon Banks. A lot of that had to do with how many returns he had. But he was also very effective at one of over 50 yards, as an example. So I think you let Luke return kicks. You keep Deebo on the sideline on special teams because you need him on the field at wide receiver as often as possible.
I'm with you. Yeah, the offense, especially this week. I'd like to see what it would look like if you had a fully armed and operational Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown for more than a quarter or something like that. And, you had all your options available, make everybody cover everything. What things would look like with Deebo Samuel. But early on, it's been Deebo early, Deebo middle, and Deebo late, and he's returning kicks at a highly effective rate, kind of to your point. So, yeah, I'd expect a heavy dosage of him this weekend, right? You'd have to. He's been their most effective playmaker.
All right, let's hear from Dan Quinn, going through some of these particulars, get the word from him. He named the captain for Sunday and recapped what has been a quirky week of practices. They decided to go out to L.A. a little early. We asked Jay Gruden about this in his Monday appointment. He said he was a big fan of just staying at his own facility, leaving as late as possible. That way it didn't affect your entire week, your workload leading up to the game. Quinn did it the opposite way, though. They went out there on Thursday night so that they could get a full Friday practice in, and then they'll have their walkthrough in L.A. tomorrow, try to adjust to the time difference. Here's what he had to say.
I'll give you some captains as we're heading into the game. So three guys, heavy hitters for us and all making their impact. So on offense, it'd be Debo. On defense, it'd be J.K. And on special teams, it'd be J-Mac. So three real guys, man, that were pumped, and we hit on the competitiveness all week, and they certainly fit to that. So hit to the team all week, complimentary ball. I thought through a good week, and today was the culmination of that, to make sure we could hit all the spots that we wanted to hit. And so we're ready to get rocking, so glad to.
That was Dan Quinn from practice today. This was Quinn saying Jaden Daniels would play and talking a little bit more about the ramp-up they put him through this week to make sure he was right.
Thought he threw a great week. I kind of mentioned I thought he really, you know, put in the week over the last, I mean, put in the time over the last few weeks to get himself to really push it, and you know, all the way even up to now post practice, you know, to get an extra couple small tweaks in to get exactly aligned like we want to. But he threw a good week, John.
And then lastly, here's where the knee brace was asked about and came up, and he confirmed that he will have to wear one. And that could, you know, obviously this is me editorializing, but you lead to him just being a little stiffer and having a different gait than normal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I felt good. I had fresh eyes for all the days and all the things, but I felt good going into it based on what I saw from, you know, towards the end of last week. So I was optimistic.
Is that the brace he's going to wear that he was wearing today?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not small.
Nope. It's bulky.
But I think just look, all I got is like everybody else, the videos we see of practice. He can move. I always worry about the sliding, the bending, the getting down, just the awkward athletic stuff when you have a brace that makes you slightly less athletic. That's always going to be a concern in the back of my head, but I'm still taking the over 7.5 carries. I'll bet you it's 8 or 9 runs and he has over 50 rushing yards. Like, if I have to guess, I don't think he's going to be some pocket passing statue because he's wearing a knee brace. And if that was the case, then they shouldn't play him, and it's a mistake to put him out there. I don't think they would. So I got to bet on him being Jaden Daniels.
So to me, I'm trying to find a way to quantify my nervousness about it. If, let's say for the sake of argument, at Madden rating style, his speed was in Madden terms was probably, what, an 85, 86, right? That's I think it's a decent way to put it. You think of like some of the fastest guys when they're really going, Tyreek Hill or, you know, Devin Achane or something, let's say they're 9,900. With that brace on, what's the loss in rating? What's the loss in quickness? What's the loss in explosion? Because it's a unit, but how much is it?
-5 on everything.
Is it -5? Is it -12? Is it -3? Is it, you know, certain faders are lower? And that's kind of my own point here. And then it's almost self-defeating in the sense that part of his ability to protect himself is the ability to get away, the ability to contort and maneuver and get in some semi-awkward spots to break that tackle or, you know, get out of the grasp of a defender, et cetera. Does he lose that ability now? So does he take an extra hit because of it? You know, all these variables are sprinting through my mind as I, you know, again, have a little bit of PTSD when it comes to quarterbacks and knee braces here in this market. But, yeah, I mean, the hope is that he's, A, not compromised, this is precautionary, and he can still do all the things because the opportunity is there. The point we've been driving home all show against this Chargers defense and quarterbacks running the football, they don't mind giving that up, it seems.
No, they don't. All right, on Cliff Kingsbury, I tease this, I want to get to this. So the running game has been effective. They are running the ball really, really well. If you look at the numbers right now on offense in the NFL for rushing yards per play, the Commanders come in number 4 in the NFL at 4.98. In fact, when you look at each individual rusher, McNichols, because he only has a few carries and one of them was a 60-yarder, has a ton of yards per carry. I separate him a little bit. It's a little bit quirky. But both Rodriguez and Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt have been immensely effective and have done a really good job in two games for Rodriguez and four games for Bill. It's working. I'm not saying it isn't. And so whenever I bring up the idea of doing something different, everyone goes, no, just let it ride. Nobody's gotten hurt. You know, everyone is going to last the whole season doing it this way. This could be the right way to do it. And I'm open to that possibility. I'm not screaming into a megaphone about this. But it is my nature. And this, I'll go down with this ship. Like, I'll be loud wrong occasionally on this. My way of balance is the Mike Leach way of balance of just divvying up touches to my best players. And when I have exceptional athletes, getting the ball in their hands. I have put Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt into that category beyond the players at his position. And so while, yes, Chris Rodriguez had that 48-yard run that was awesome, I wonder, what would that run have been with Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt? It was a really good play by Rodriguez, who I like a lot and have advocated for a few years. But it was a pretty much well-blocked, schemed up, nice, patient, follow-your-blocks assignment kind of run. Could it have been 50 with Kroski-Merritt? Could he have bounced it back to the open field and hit a homer? I don't know. I just want to see more of him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.